We got a guest.
Above the rest.
Drop some lyrics.
That's a real test.
My name is Bonnie O.D. from the south side, Dublin City, with my girl Hillary and my sis Liz 1E. No ideas on our mind, never ever stressing, we just voice, boom.
It's lit.
It is lit. Yo, 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 it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to a very special episode 20 of No Ideas.
Just Vibes.
Whoa,
what's going on?
We have a very, very special guest.
Fam, I don't even know what to say with the energy in the room today.
In the bakery today,
what?
It's Ireland's very own Bonnie. Introduce yourself, tell us
a bit
about
you,
man. Bonnie.
Tell the
welcome.
People who you are.
Welcome.
What's the story, guys? Jeez, thanks so much for having me. The energy is absolutely palpable. I'm just saying. You know yourselves. How are you guys getting on yourselves?
Yeah, we're good. Hanging
in
there.
It's rain, man. We're good.
It's been a long old week.
Yeah, man.
Talk to me.
What we'd love to ask you first before we jump into how our weeks have been is just telling all of our listeners who you are, what you do, and why we picked you for No Ideas Just Vibes.
Yeah, man. Oh. Tell the people who you are. Lay down a CV or something. Smack that.
Okay. How much time do we have? Because it's a long list. But hi everyone, how are you getting on? My name is Bonnie O'Demina. I'm 25 years old and I'm from South Dublin. One thing about me, I am the co-founder of Black and Irish. Black and Irish basically is an organisation that was founded to highlight the struggles and successes of Ireland's black and mixed race community. So
yes,
it's mad. We were found in just there June gone last year. We're almost at 50,000 followers on Instagram, which is crazy.
On,
that's
man,
crazy growth.
Love it.
Yeah. Imagine we got 10,000 followers in our first week.
What?
That's Whoa. Amazing. Congratulations.
That
cheers,
is wild.
Cheers, crazy. And as well as that, I'm also a TikToker, you know.
There
he is.
We love the creations.
154,300 followers, but who's counting, you know?
It's a 0.3 for me.
We love the 0.3.
It's a 0.3.
Jeez. But yeah, you know, I'm delighted to be here, you know, and can't wait to just get the vibes going, you know, man.
We're so happy to have you here on the episode, Bonnie. Like, thank you so much. First guest on NIJV. Like, what do you mean?
It's big.
What do you
mean? And I've got to say, since you're throwing out some crazy TikTok numbers, can you tell everyone your TikTok app, please?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely, I love it. I love it.
You got to emphasize that I. Yeah, my TikTok ad is BONBONOD14. So it's BONBONOD14.
We love it.
Get there.
Man, like BONBON bringing all sorts of sweetness into the bakery tonight, you know? Look, yeah, BONBON is a sweet in French. I had to make the reference.
BONBON en français is sweet, and I'm a sweet chocolate boy.
There it is.
Sweet like chocolate boy.
She always sings every episode. You've got to let it run. I love that.
It had to happen.
Okay, well, let's jump in. Okay, Lizzie, let me ask you first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to you and say, how in the hell did you get through your week this week?
You know what? Yeah, this week was a bit of a mazzoline. I can't even lie to you. It was an emotional roller coaster all over the fucking gap.
I hear that.
But I concluded on the fact that, look, yeah, me and my own self, me and my own source, the confidence with the self-worth and the self-value, it's intimidating to people. Some people can't hack it. Do you know what I mean? And I realised that this week and I was like, if that's the case, that's completely fine. But I'm still going to stay in my own lane. I'm still going to do my own thing. And I'm still going to like shine as bright as I need to because I'm an energy source of my own, if y'all don't know that already. And yeah, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. Do you know what I mean?
I hear that. And I think something we were talking about earlier is that I don't think that you have to change your self-worth or confidence for others necessarily. I think you should definitely lead with that and run with that.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are in a place to receive it will receive it.
100%. I feel like in terms of just owning like your individuality, because I feel like with every single person, like that really is your power. And, you know, whoever is there to see it and embrace it, keep them close. Whoever isn't, they can jog on. And I don't mean that in like a offensive way. It just is what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am my own person. I am my own spirit. And I feel like that's just something that everyone should do. Do you know what I mean?
Go for a jog, get fit.
Go and have a milkshake, drink some milk. Do you know what I'm saying?
Make sure it's substitute milk.
Honest to God, like get that Oatly in there. Okay.
No, is it?
I also think it's also just very important to also remember, Lizzie, like, confidence is something you don't shy away from. Like, we're always talking about, you know, positivity, be confident, blah, blah, blah. So if people are intimidated by the fact that you're confident, that's a them problem, not a you problem.
Exactly.
It goes to them.
Exactly. So, like, it is not
so let them walk. Let them go that way.
You know what I mean? Look, as far as I'm concerned, everyone needs to stay in their own lane. Do you know what I mean? Some people are going to join you on that journey. Some people going to dip. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. Good for you, man. Yeah. I love that realisation.
It was nice. It was a bit fresh, you know.
Speaking into existence right there.
No, yeah. Fully. That's how we move. That is how we move. But I feel like that was one point, but even on the same spirit, in terms of, you know, doing something for myself, your girl copped some tickets for Yam Carnival. What do you mean?
Yeah, man.
Who is with me in the back?
I will see you both there as well.
100%. I'm so gassed. Like, I know there is a chance that it may not go ahead, but the fact is, if you don't take these opportunities and book your summer, if things are open, then you may not have a summer to go to.
Literally, you'll just be missing
out. So book it up. Honestly. Keep the hope.
Fam.
Do you know what I mean? Keep it yamming.
Can we talk about the lineup for a second, though? Like, who is going to be on the stage? We've got Davido, we've got Kalani, we've got Miss Banks, we've NSG. Got Omalay, NSG.
Parsaloon.
Parsaloon.
Pato Rankin.
Come on.
God, I'm sorry, but Fally Pupa is going to be there, so. I'm winding my waist out.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to get my inner Congolese out.
Yeah, man.
I love that. Now, that's actually going to be lit.
No, fully. I'm so looking forward to that, because it's just like, look, you know, this week we've had the sun, and you can see, especially in England, the way how people move, the smallest bit of sun, everyone loses their shit. Barbecues okay? Everywhere. T-shirts off, barbecues everywhere, you know, people staying out till 2, 3 in the morning, just vibes and alcohol. I'm ready to get involved, and I'm planning the happiness for my future.
I love it. And I've got to bring it down a tone and say, guys, go out and have fun, but pick up your rubbish, because even like, guys,
wow.
Environmentalist over here.
Just because you've left a bag saying bag for life in the park doesn't make it okay. Do you know what I mean? It does not make it okay.
It's true, you know.
You gotta look after the planet.
So yeah, go out there, listen to music, enjoy the festivals, do you know what I mean? And take your rubbish home.
Fully, man. That's the vibe. That is the vibe.
Yes, ma. Thank you.
Come on,
ma. Yes, ma. Sorry, ma. Yes,
come on, Bonnie, tell me about your week. What's been going on with you, man?
Oh, my week's been intense, honestly. All last week was being me moving house.
Big one.
As you can imagine how intense that was, moving with the lads. And trying to sort out, like, your deposit and all that stuff, you know what I mean? So that's been intense, as well as recording season 2 of the Black and Irish podcast. I have to plug that in.
Plug it in. We're all about plugs here.
Honestly.
The Black and Irish podcast with RTE, which is Ireland's number one. Well, it's Ireland's national broadcaster, which is massive. So it's equivalent to BBC.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing season 2 at the moment, recording it, and it's a hectic schedule.
Mm.
Every evening, episode upon episode, but you know, it's worth it. It's for the culture, it's for the community.
Yeah, man.
So
100%. For the representation, man.
All day. You know.
We love that.
So those two things have been taking up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
But we love it. We love it.
Keep busy, man. You know, keep the mind active.
Are you settled in your place? Do you like it? Is it spacious?
Honestly, my room is sexy.
I love that for you.
I told the lads, like, straight up, boys, no, this is a new, today will be a deadly day. This is a new start. My room's going to be sexy.
I love
That's
it.
That's what I want, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I got the candles.
All right, come on. Yeah, give some details on these sexy
lights. Because we've seen some LED lights, haven't we?
Yeah, the lighting was making sense.
I got lights. I got candles. I got incense.
Oh, he's giving atmospheric
vibes.
Okay.
I got
cozy.
And it's all plural. Not just one candle, multiple. Isn't not just candles. One blanket, many.
Yeah, many.
Why have many. One, we can have much more.
Say it for the people
dream
in the back.
Big. I love that.
It's been good overall. It's been good moving over. And finally, it just feels like a fresh start.
Yeah,
you know?
My new beginning.
Especially at this time now, with things starting to open up, you feel like maybe we're going past the worst stages of this whole lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You see a horizon. So yeah,
That's nice. And you've still got some vibes left for us today. Are we lucky?
Anytime for you ladies. Come on.
Amazing. The bakery's living. Okay, Lars, come on. Tell me, what's been going on in your week?
Okay,
people know.
You know, normally I'm coming with some funny things, yeah?
Yeah.
Last week was nothing but treachery.
No.
It was probably one of the worst weeks I've had in a very long time.
Yeah, man.
It was a full-on quarterly life crisis / breakdown situation.
Damn,
but I'm here.
It's true. She's here.
And I've still got energy.
She's living and baking.
Which means I made it through.
There you go. Mm.
Let me tell you how.
That's the triumph.
Tell us how. Yes, Pastor. Tell us.
This is my sermon. All right. So, yeah, basically, I felt like last week everyone had let me down in different respective areas of my life. And I feel like if you're let down by some people or in some areas, there's still hope in others. Mm. And that propels you forward.
Of course.
But when it's everything across the board, doesn't matter how minute or how large, you just sit there thinking, my life is over. Mm. And you want to be dramatic and have a cry.
Yeah.
So I had a full-on breakdown. I cried for probably 26.3 hours. It's the only 0.3 we have in common.
It's the 0.3 for me.
There you go. And I had a massive cry and went to bed feeling like, I'm done. I'm done with life. I'm done with this. Nothing's worth it.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next day with the biggest hop, skip and a jump in my step that I've ever experienced.
She said a hop, skip and a jump.
And I thought to myself, wow, has this happened? And so I had to self-reflect for a moment. Mm. And I thought, do you know what? Sometimes you need to welcome a breakdown.
Yes.
Because it's just a build-up of emotions in what is a stressful time with many things that we have to juggle. And once I let it out, it just freed my mind and my emotions and allowed me to reset.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all these people messaging me being like, I hope you're okay. I saw you had a rant on your Instagram. That's not like you.
Mm.
And by the next day, and I hadn't responded to anyone because I was stressed.
Yeah.
Suddenly they see me the next day in the sun being like, that's where I'm living. And I think everyone thought, yeah, I was split personality. But really, I let it out and it felt really good. So I've realised that if a breakdown ever comes, I will open my arms and say, come in,
sir. Yeah, man.
Take the front row seat.
Take it in.
Yeah, man. So that was basically a big part of my week.
You got over it and you welcomed it and you learned from it. Do you know what I mean?
That's what
it's all about. Learning curves. It's all about growth.
Yeah,
growing pains are painful, but they must occur in the lifetime.
Isaiah?
Yes.
Bonnie, we haven't told you this, but whenever Elizabeth starts, as she calls, prophesying or becoming a prophet, we call her Isaiah.
Yeah. Prophet Isaiah. Yeah.
Prophet Isaiah is in the house today and we love
it. Come on, we're live and baking.
And the second thing this week, which was absolutely bizarre, is that I had multiple people from my past, and when I say my past, I mean like 5-6 years back, drop me a message. But the weird part was they dropped me a message like they had spoken to me last week.
What?
Which I think is bizarre because I have a lot of people who are like, hey, I know we haven't spoken in a while, but what's good? And I always say I love to reconnect with people. But these guys are either ringing me or messaging me being like, yo, what's good? How was your pizza? Saw it on your story. And I'm thinking, and they're like, we should do something. And I was just thinking, why do you call me and just say, oh, I thought I wanted a catch up?
No,
I saw you 2 weeks ago.
The question is, fam, do you know me? Like, do you even know me right now?
And let me tell you this. 5 years ago me is not the me here.
Because
we grow and we learn. So I'm thinking, can you just pick up a dirty tissue from 5 years ago?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because, it's a new month or because full moon.
Something's in retrograde,
things
it must
be. Things are lifting, but people are moving mad because that's even happened with me this week. And I'm just like, why are you just coming out of the woodworks? What, you've gone through some sort of cleanse?
Everyone's been hibernating. The sun's out.
But
let's
why are you
see
coming to
on.
Me?
I think maybe they see the good energy and now they want a piece of it. Do you know what I mean? You can see like success and positivity and now you want that. But the thing
is,
like you said before, when I was a rusty old dish, if you can't look after me when I'm rusty, don't look after me when I'm shining.
What, now I'm a diamond? You want to be copping carrots left, right, and centre? No. You better drop them. Go back to Tesco, bruv.
But that's what it is at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We strive to be a magnet.
And
when people see something that's glowing, something shining, something that's attractive,
they want
to be associated, they want to be around it, you know what I mean? So when you're a dusty old rusty plate, sure, look, it is what it is. But now that you're a shiny new thing straight out of IKEA, let's put that up on the top shelf.
Honestly, build it yourself.
Top shelf.
And do you think that we should let those people in then?
I think it's a personal decision.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It depends, like at the end of the day, right, it's about you knowing where you want to go in life and the type of relationships you want to have, and then putting boundaries on that. If it's something that you want to bring back, grand. Like, even myself, like, since I've been developing and growing further, I'm seeing old things in the past that didn't give me much attention. Now, just saying, hi, Bonnie. I'm like, what's the story? Well, yeah, these things happen, and it's a part of growing up. I'm just...
I think it's important with, like, boundaries. I do love a good boundary. Do you know what I mean? They need to be put in place because, again, it's almost like your sort of manual for yourself, like how you want to, you know, choose to live your life, which is so important. But, yeah, man, people still be moving mad anyway. So.
Still, of course, dude.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Bonnie, yeah, obviously you know the thing. I'm going to ask for a plug and I need you to plug me in to the socket of life and put our people onto something new this week.
Yeah, I definitely want to introduce you guys to a digital content creator, a personal friend of mine. Her name is Amanda Ade. She is the creative director for Black and Irish. She is also the host of the Box Out podcast. She was one of the leading voices during the Irish Black Lives Matter movement last summer.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, her original IGTV video, I think, now has over 500,000 views. She spoke at the Dublin BLM protest. You know, and she's been going from strength to strength. And just watching her grow has been an absolute honor. And I'd basically say it's my little sister. And, you know, yeah, definitely, guys. Her Insta handle is D_Amanda_Ade. Give her a follow and join the movement. Join the journey. She's amazing. She's also my co-host with the Black and Irish podcast. So you'll be hearing the two of us, the deadly duo, battle it out together.
I love that. And you showed us her Instagram just before. And I love to see very multifaceted individuals also driving and succeeding in the message they want to put across.
Yes.
I think that's something so powerful in being able to have a laugh, let loose, but also put yourself at the front of a movement that is important to your, you know, being and your soul. And yeah, I have followed her. Dude. And I'm excited to watch her journey and listen to you guys as well.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh, God, I love it.
All right, Briddy, it's time for you. You love plugging us in. Normally music. What have you got for us today?
Right, you know what? I let the music slide this week, you know, because do you know what it is, yeah?
Tell us.
I was speaking to one of our mates this week and I was like, obviously because we've been in lockdown and, you know, we have a lot of free time, kind of, I feel like we're absorbing music a lot more than we do usually.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all the albums, all of my different playlists, I am switching between them and I'm like, shit, in terms of new music, like I'm just sort of rinsing and repeating. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I ain't going to rinse anything in the music sphere, but I am going to put you onto a piece of art. So it's an Instagram woman called Kia and her Instagram handle is called Kia's Canvases. So it's K-H-I-A-S and then canvases, and she is just absolutely incredible. She has this thing about you know, portraying art from different films. So she's done one of like Coach Carter, Queen and Slim, and the whole point of like her canvases is that they have no faces. It's literally just like the outlines, but it's very like neutral sort of beigey tones that complement like black people and people of color, and I just love her artwork. It always makes me so happy, and you know, I've reposted her a few times and she's so lovely to speak to. So yes, I'm putting you guys onto that because
we love that. Listen, at some stage, we know who our kind of demographic are as listeners. At some stage, people who haven't yet secured houses, we will be getting there, and you should be looking at some artists that you love.
Yes,
and knowing that you need to secure some pieces 100%, at some stage.
100%, because you can't.
This is it.
You cannot forget a good visual. I'm sorry, I'm such a visual person, and my God, when I wake up in the morning and I see Kia's canvases, God damn, it's about to be a good day.
She said, "God damn,
God damn,
God damn, God damn." Well, I have one goddamn, we have two.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, man, Kia's canvases. Go check her out on Instagram.
I love that.
Yeah, man. Ilaria, what's your plug? Come on, we got some space for y'all.
Okay. So, a couple of months ago, or maybe years ago, I met this wonderful girl through a friend of mine, and she is a singer-songwriter. And at the time, I met her and she was starting up, and she is one of the kindest souls I've ever met. And recently, I rechecked her out and I'm like, whoa, the amount she's grown is unbelievable.
Oh, we love
so
that.
She is an artist, she's a singer-songwriter, and she's also a producer. And I think she records and produces everything in her bedroom.
Wow.
But she is doing very, very well. And she is between blues and indie rock. if I was to kind of tell you or summate her genre. Mm-hmm. But what I love to see is very, very kind individuals with pure souls doing very well in this world. Mm. That's like an amazing thing for me. So I wanted to shout her out so she hears this. And I wanted to say to her, I still remember you and I'm still following you and your music is dope. Mm. And I want everyone to go check that out.
Because I love that.
When you're chilling, that's the kind of music you want to put on and just relax to. Do you know what I mean? Vibe. So yeah, man. It's just good vibes, isn't it?
I love that. What's her name again?
She's called Eleni Drake.
Eleni Drake.
And okay. I feel like you guys have done all the apps, but I think hers is just at Eleni and then Drake.
Nice. Love
like
it.
Like the Drake.
Right. I love it.
So there it is. So go and check her out for sure.
Nah, she's a banger. Nah, she's actually good. Her song Peaches. Let me just plug that actually.
Yeah, you've listened.
I've listened to her. Her song Peaches, Eleni Drake. Nah, hard.
And her new song Surf.
Hard, yeah.
And while we're spelling out the ads, just in case with Amanda, it's D_Amanda_Ade. It's just A-D-E.
Get it in there.
Ade Wale. That's the full one.
I love it. No, Ade. A-D-E, people. A-D-E.
We love it.
We love it.
You got all the apps, you got all the plugs, you guys are living.
Honestly, succinct.
So let me sail you guys into our main topic today.
I love the boat.
So, I love the boat. So, we wanted to speak today on not limiting our own chances, which I think sometimes is something we don't even realise we're doing. And it's just about having these conversations and applying this, you know, to our life. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to have Bonnie here because it's so nice to have a different dynamic where we have a male's perspective.
100%.
And we can essentially apply limiting our own chances to how we're going to move after lockdown. Definitely. So I want to pose the question to Bonnie first, which is, what would deter you from approaching someone in any environment after lockdown and why would that be?
Mm. Oh, okay.
We're about to pick your brain, money boy.
We want the brain.
I think for me personally, if I say I saw someone attractive and I wanted to approach them, so primarily what will prevent me from doing so, I know for other people, is fear of rejection. I think that's a massive one for all of us. Mm. Fear of making a fool of yourself, embarrassing yourself, and fear of what other people will think.
Mm.
That's one thing I'm always conscious about. I don't know what it is, but like, what if someone else to see me, oh, just a black guy going off and just chatting up someone on the street, and then other people seeing me getting rejected.
Mm.
So it just builds up in your head.
Yeah, it really
You know
does.
What, let me just...
And is that in terms of strangers who see you or more your friends?
Strangers.
Strangers. And why do you think you hold yourself to what other strangers think that you don't even know out of interest?
I don't know. I think it's just a weird kind of social thing. It's like you don't want to be seen as that guy or just that person getting rejected or that person just stopping random people in the streets. When I'm pretty sure at some point every single one of us have had that thought in our head, if we saw someone that we found attractive in public, maybe I would just should. What if I did? You know what I mean? But I kind of I've reached that stage more so. I'm more like, I'm gonna regret the what if. So just do.
100%.
Because what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Rejection, and that's it. And you move on.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And these strangers, you know, they'll see you for a moment, have their own thought, they'll forget about it in 2 seconds because their shoelace is untied.
No, fully.
But our minds move as quick as that.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a perfect example of how we limit our own chances, because had you gone up to that person, had you had a conversation, you never know what that could have been in terms of friendship, more than that, business partner in the future. So I think, I think it's important for us to note we need to go out and we need to take those opportunities and remember that what we're doing is for ourselves and our own life, and there's no one who's going to lead that journey with us.
Yes.
So
100%.
Just to live for ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because I feel like, you know, the key word that stood out to me there is obviously the fear, right, of what people think, the fear of rejection. And all fear is false evidence appearing real, right? It's just all in our heads, you know, because it's not happened. Do you know what I mean? We can't attribute fear to being fact because it actually hasn't happened yet. Do you know what I mean? So unless we actually go for that chance and, you know, just take it and also put less pressure on these situations, I think we will be doing a lot more as people and we will be living a lot more in terms of learning, growing, adapting, and, you know, actually obtaining what we want for ourselves in terms of having those conversations, building new experiences, you know, developing new relationships with people. But I don't know why we are so bothered by what people think. It's wild.
And do you think, Bonnie, that's just a male thing?
No, I think, you know, well, as a lad anyway, like, we are, for me personally growing up, I've always been conscious of being rejected, or am I punching above my weight, you know, she's out of my league, blah, blah, blah. That kind of anxiousness and that worry, you know, so I always felt it was always a lad thing, but when I ever talk to some of my female friends, like, women too have the same anxieties and anxiousness and fear of being rejected, hence why, you know, I know a lot of women who choose not to, like, approach a guy in a club or whatever, because they too are afraid of being seen the wrong way, the lad getting the wrong ideas, etc., or being rejected as well. You know, but, you know, we just got to carpe diem and just keep going.
Honestly,
you know
what I mean? I feel like all of these hypotheses that we, you know, all these situations and stories that we formulate in our head are just so not progressive, because we are missing out on so, so much. Like, the whole quote of, you know, take the risk or lose the chance, like, is literally right there. Do you know what I mean? What's the worst that can happen to me if I talk to someone and they don't find me attractive or they don't want to talk to me? Things are going to still keep going. I'm not going to die from it. Am I going to die if this guy doesn't like me? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Is there an instance, Lizzie, that you have ever approached a guy first?
Yes.
There is?
There is.
And is that something you feared when you did that?
Yeah, 100%. Because obviously, you know, it's sort of like, it's a process, right? You see that person and you're like, okay, cool. There's something about you, whether it's the look, the energy or whatever, that attracts me to you. And I want to talk to you for whatever reason. And it's building up the courage where it's like, oh shit, what am I going to say? You know, how am I going to approach the situation? Do I need to look a certain way? Does my hair look okay? All of this. But sometimes you just got to go for it. And I feel like people who like live life on a whim, but like can also sort of like prioritize what is important to them and keep themselves level-headed, mate, though, that's the level I'm trying to strive to be at. Because
more free-spirited, in a
sense. More free-spirited, like, just because you actually put, you know, importance and emphasis on the real things that matter, whether it's, you know, being financially stable, actually achieving your definition of success, whatever that is, you know. Do you really think if I talk to a guy in a pub and he rejects me, that's going to stop me from building my career? No. People forget about the bigger picture, which is why we put so much pressure on ourselves, but it's not that deep. Like,
it really isn't, honestly.
And the thing is, it's not something that can be done overnight. I know I'm saying this like, you know, I'm all holier than thou. Absolutely not. Like, there are still situations where I still get nervous, but I think it's just being aware of how the situation is and not thinking about it so deeply and, you know, just making conscious efforts to actually just be a bit more free-spirited and just take life as it comes, you know?
Yeah, and I think definitely sometimes just looking at situations from a very simplistic perspective.
Yes.
A equals B.
Honestly.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
I want to approach this person, off I go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the overthinking that actually creates the anxiety, that creates the fear, that stops us from the approach.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That is exactly what it
is. You basically find yourself looking for excuses not to do what you want to do.
Yeah,
I agree.
And then you regret it after.
Yeah.
You know, I know for myself, I just start walking. And as I'm walking, my head's telling me, well, you're already on your way there, so you can't stop now.
Yeah.
I love that.
I actually like that though.
You're going nowhere, you can't stop now. And then it would just be more awkward for me to walk and then turn around.
No, of course.
You know, ultimately, so I'm like, oh, here, you might as well do it. Go on, effort, let's go.
Yeah, man. Bonnie's
literally disconnecting his brain from his feet at this point. And that's what you need to do, guys. Cut yourself in half.
Yeah.
Literally.
And let your feet lead.
But,
no, I love
that. But, you know, building up that courage, because I think that's very, very important. That courage, is, as you said there, Lizzie, it's not an easy thing to do. It doesn't go like that.
Of course not. It's a
continual
process.
Development, continual growth. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's what it is.
And I think with rejection, you have to remember that if you get rejected in that instance, don't take it so hard as that your worth is nothing. Just remember that you and that person don't mesh. And you may never have worked. But you shoot your shot because you want to, and it could be a multitude of reasons that that person isn't available, whether that's mentally, emotionally, you know, whatever. So I think that's something to remember for sure. But I wanted to jump back to what Bonnie said, which was the kind of fear of rejection and punching above your weight. And you saying that that was a kind of perspective you looked through. Yeah. And I think that's really interesting because I think from a female's perspective, we live in an environment and a society that very much promotes men initiating conversation also with women. And as a result of that, if men feel like they're not going to approach women because they're punching above their own weight, that is essentially rejection for women.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Because there are certain women that are looked at, for example, the picturesque version of what a woman should be, and guys don't go and approach that girl because they think they're punching above their own weight. And for that girl, not being approached, for her, I would say, would be a form of rejection.
Yeah, because I feel like that's, like, by you saying, I'm not going to move to you because you're not in my league, you're almost making the decision for me before you've even given me the chance.
Yeah.
And the least you could afford me as an individual is to talk, you know? I know it's hard, but I think that's just what we need to be doing a bit more. Like, how are we making decisions based on our overthinking for other people? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I get you. I think a lot of times for lads in situations like that, I know for myself particularly, you're not really thinking about, you know, the woman being rejected in that way. You're thinking more about, oh crap, you have already made a decision for her in your own head without even seeing it that way.
Yeah.
And that also links back to this wider sense of, whether that be insecurity maybe, or a wider sense of not backing yourself.
Yeah.
And I've been in situations where I want to approach someone, but I choose not to, or I second guess myself because that confidence is not there. You know, I am a confident guy, don't get it twisted, you know. But I'm not, like, there'll be times I'll be like, oof, are you sure, Bonnie, you know? But
your feet are sure. They're already walking.
Literally.
Exactly.
Let the feet guide you.
But at the same time, it's more so just go for it. Because I always tell myself, I will regret not doing it than doing it. Exactly. Then at least I know the answer.
And I think in unpacking all of that, what also has to be highlighted is that women out there listening, you also have just as much right/ability to go up and approach men. And I think it is slightly unfair to put the onus on men because they do have insecurities. They are human beings just like you and I.
Absolutely.
And if there is a situation where you feel like somebody hasn't approached you, / there's someone that you want to go and talk to, apart from social conditioning, what is stopping you from actioning that? And I stand here talking as someone who's never approached a guy myself. However, we have to try. And I think if lockdown's taught me anything, it's a year of my life has gone by and I need to grab life by the balls because who knows what is going to happen in the rest of my lifetime. And I think in that instance, we have to, you know, consciously try and change our behaviours as women and activate that. And the right kind of men that you want to attract will receive you in the correct way if you are, you know, approach them.
No, I actually agree, because I think what we're so used to doing as people is just being in our comfort zone. And, you know, there have been so many, you know, phrases or quotes about, you know, life beginning once you step out of your comfort zone. And I think it really does apply to situations like this. Like, someone that, you know, because this even happened to me, for example. I didn't go and speak to a guy. The guy actually came to me. And it was a great experience. But I was sad in a way because I was like, oh, I could have initiated that. But I waited for him to do it. And not even knowing that he would, but he did. He did eventually come to me and speak to me. And we had a great time together and it was a great experience. But I think it's just, you know, looking at yourself and understanding, like, look, this person, like, this person's opinion or however the outcome can't affect me as an individual because I'm so assured in myself and I'm so confident in what I bring to the table that if they can't see that, then that's fine. And I don't mean it from, like, a cocky perspective being like, oh, I'm better than everyone else. It's just genuine self-love and self-worth. Do you know what I mean?
The way you have to look at it is more so, like, if you want to approach someone, that's the way I look at it. It's like, let me give this person an opportunity to win the lottery.
With you. I love it.
The man backs himself, you know.
The grand prize. This is your opportunity.
What is it? Thunderball, yeah?
Ah, sure.
Yeah. it's a
Euro Millions.
Oh, I swear. Okay.
Big time.
Come on.
That's what it is. It's about backing yourself and just, you know, seizing the day overall. And for women who approach, who are afraid to approach lads, like, I know for myself, and it's happened to me a couple of times, if a woman approaches me, I love it. I get
you
so happy.
Yeah.
I blush.
I
have gas. There's a little kick in my step. Literally. And
the hops come back.
Honestly, because, like, I don't know what it is, but a lot of times, it's in general, like, guys are giving women compliments.
Mm.
It's not always the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lad who may not hear much compliments from women towards him, that would mean the world to you.
Mm.
So for me, like, I grew up as a nervous little kid who never thought he was handsome.
Mm.
So whenever I was in a situation and a woman approached me, I absolutely loved it.
Mm.
All my, not all, but a lot of my self-confidence issues I may have had, etc., etc., it felt lighter.
Mm.
So it's like, you know what? I'm going to wear that shirt tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Wear that shirt.
I love that.
Yeah,
wear that shirt.
It's one of those things, you know, so, yeah.
And I think that's so true. I think, actually, now that you've said that, I don't think men, unless they're dating someone or they've been chatting to someone for a while, I don't think they receive many compliments.
No, I don't.
Because
think.
Actually, it's always the other way around. It's the female is this queen on a pedestal and is waiting for some doting man to,
mm-hmm.
you know, fall at her feet and do everything
mm-hmm.
for her. And it just shouldn't be, because the way you feel as a woman, yeah, when
mm.
someone gives you a compliment, you're like, yeah, okay.
Come on, is that me?
I'm,
yeah.
Do you know what? I may just wear this outfit again.
Yeah.
Just like you said. Why shouldn't a man get the opportunity to feel the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Why, forget a man. Why shouldn't a human being
yes.
get complimented? We all should equally.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of gender norms shouldn't affect how much you, I don't know, support your fellow humans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't support someone you're into, well, what the fuck are you doing?
No, honestly,
what the fuck is
it
that?
It doesn't even make sense. Which is why, like, even if, like, because I feel like when people want to move to someone, it's like, oh, how do I go about the situation? Do I compliment them? Do I try and make a joke?
Mm.
Do I just be like, hey? The thing is, it doesn't even matter how you do it. It literally does not matter how you do it. The point is just to get it done, regardless of the outcome, whether you become best friends, you end up in a relationship, or you keep it moving. It's just the point of getting it done without having, like, any pressure that you've put on yourself towards the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But I've just become colourful with it. Do you know what
I
mean? With the approach.
And we spoke about this before. We were just saying, use it as a learning activity.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know that sounds completely insane, but use it as an opportunity to try things, test things,
yeah.
learn from things,
mm-hmm.
and then understand, you know, how you want to approach people and learn what your style is.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Your style, like,
yeah.
And like how, because everyone has their own type of style when it comes to, you know, flirting.
Oh, yes,
flatter,
yes.
Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone has a style.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never be able to perfect your style
mm-hmm.
or know who you are in these scenarios if you don't put it to practice.
100%.
Like, I was telling you guys earlier there that when I was, my secondary school was an all-boys rugby school. So once I got into university, I was back in classrooms with girls, like, and I was like, geez, it's been 6 years since I was in the classroom with a girl. How rusty have I became? You know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, like, I never would have shown it, but when it came to, like, let's say, charming, flirting, whatever, I was nervous, very nervous. I could literally feel the sweat rolling down my
mm-hmm,
back
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times I would always overthink
and
I would build this false image as to how it's going to go
yes.
if I say X,
XYZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so used to doing that.
So what I just decided to do when I was 18 years old, just like Bonnie, you need to build up your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure out what type of chat you have, you know, how you are, and just learn from it. So I just told myself, okay, if I'm in town, if I'm in, like, in the city centre, whatever, and I see someone I want to approach, just do it.
Mm.
If it goes good, if it goes grand, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, learn from it.
Mm.
And from that, I was able to figure out, okay, this works, that doesn't work. As I was saying to you guys before, it's not about how you fall, it's how you get back up, basically.
Yeah.
And it builds you to be the man or the woman you're going to be in the future.
Mm.
Yeah. You know?
For sure. And, like, I think when you say that, you're also kind of pertaining to that works for me and that the other kind of style works for me.
Yes.
So also, you know, chat to your friends, see what they're doing, but also know that one style that's successful for me, I know that my kind of way when I'm flirting is I'm humorous, I'm sarcastic, I throw it back in your face like a pie. And some people don't want the pie and some people want the pie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just know that, like, the pie is not for everyone. Mm, do you know what I mean? And yeah. I think that's important to... a really important lesson from you is just figure out who you are, what your style is, what you want, and
100%.
Then yeah, go out and grab it.
Yeah, because you're only going to get this really from different experiences. Like the more you try and the more you put yourself out there, first of all, the less pressure you put on the situation, because it will just become second nature to you. And then you can even start to finesse it even more. You'll start having a bit of fun with it. Yeah. You know, noticing what the person's wearing. You know, if you're feeling a bit fruity, just whip out a line. And yeah, they may think you're stupid, but at the end of the day, you are having the best time. You are living. Do you know what I mean? So don't forget that you are the focal point of the situation, but and the other person is just an accessory for now.
I think the way I would rationalise it, because after this conversation, I've started thinking, okay, I'm going to actually have to implement this. Do you know what I mean? Implement the recommendation.
You better hold your two ears, like my mum would say.
And I know these guys are going to hold me to account. So yeah, I was basically just trying to rationalise it to myself. And I think you have to remind yourself, what somebody looks like from the outside may not be them to their core.
Oh, big facts. Oh my gosh, yes.
You may have created this idealistic perfect version.
It's called the halo effect.
Is that actually it?
It's called the halo effect. And I know a lot of lads suffer from it. But a lot of people in general go through this, where they come across someone in which they find physically attractive.
Mm.
And before they know it, hence the halo on their head like an angel. Mm. Everything about them is pure, is just, is right.
Yes.
They're perfect.
Yes.
What that does to you is that it prevents you from, or it allows you to ignore the red flags.
Yes.
But because you have this false concept as to who they are in your head. What they are in your head is not what they are in reality. And I know this because I'm literally speaking from first-hand experience. You know,
happens all the time. Yeah. It's us, you know, falling for the potential of this person.
For the idea.
And then that becomes really dangerous to the person that you've put this halo on, because then actually you are holding them to a standard that they can never maintain.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've created it.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually even go a bit further.
Yeah, go for it.
That, yeah, go
in
on.
In the sense that, it's actually, you're putting yourself in a bad position, because the beginning of this potential relationship, let's say it becomes a relationship, the beginning of this relationship between you and this person, because you have now, the beginning of it is that person's at such a high level.
Yeah, that pedestal.
They're always going to let you down.
Knock them off, mate.
Because they're at such a high level, you've put yourself in a position where they're looking down on you.
That's so interesting.
Where they're looking, so, because wow. at the very beginning, you're this, you're that, I'm doing this for you, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Where's that energy from them to you?
It's true, man. It's a two-way thing.
It takes two to tango.
It does.
That's what it is. But then if you're the only one at the beginning, if you've set the tone to be, I'm going to do all this, you are all this in my head, then you can't have an off day, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear that.
Give them a reason to, like, you can give someone a reason to, you know.
Yeah. And I also think you can then say that if you're looking at someone at a higher level, and I love that visual for me, then naturally, in order to please them, because you've put this on this pedestal and they are almost an idol, if you like, you then start, you know, changing parts of yourself without them being asked, them asking you to even.
Mm.
You start changing parts of yourself to make that person happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then A, you're going to kind of lose sight of who you are by pandering to their needs, etc.
Oh, yeah.
And the second thing is then you start doing a lot for that person that you wouldn't normally do. And you then set precedent for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So then that person's expectations are a lot more than you can actually maintain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you become burnt out and tired as a result.
100%.
And
yes.
And ultimately, you're always going to let that person down.
Mm-hmm.
And that person being on a pedestal that you've created is always going to let you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a crash and burn situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I think what is so important to realise is that when we, you know, want to speak to people, whether it's in a platonic way or a romantic way, yes, you know, we want that person to, you know, get on well with us as well. But at the same time, that person needs to mesh well with us as well. We can't, you know, just think, oh, God, you know, it always has to be you. You know, I want you to like me, but I also need to like you as well. Do you know what I mean? There's a two-way exchange. Like, I've definitely done that and we need to stop doing that.
It's true. And I feel like this is all stuff. This is not rocket science. This is all stuff that we know.
Yeah.
But it's about how do we you know, channel what we think and we believe into tangible action?
Yes.
Like, how do we actually action those things that we believe? It's one thing saying it, it's one thing writing it on a vision board. Mm. But let's actually track how we implement that in our day-to-day interactions. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think overall, you know, these all link, in my head, I could be wrong, but these all link back to self-development, self-reflection, finding your path.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know what your destination is going to be, but you need to know what route, your path, you're on. You need to be on a journey at some stage.
Mm.
And if you know who you are, then you will know what type of person you mesh best with, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like when we talk about approaching somebody, etc., I always talk about how, you know, it's through trial and error, you know what works for you, what your style is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are now in a relationship, if you know who you are, what you like, what you're about, you are less likely to change for someone else.
100%.
Because 100%. Again, you know, relationships and stuff like that, it's not really consultation, but it's cooperation.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
Anime,
so,
100%.
I totally agree with that. So kind of find your path, as you said, and don't limit your chances in, you know, the steps you can take on that path.
100%, yeah.
Right, yeah, I'm going to bring this to a close, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you first, Beat.
Yeah.
Wrap me up with a tip to take into next week.
Okay, man. It's very, very, very based on this topic, actually.
Lovely.
But my tip is, take a risk this week, because you'll realise that there's no point in being afraid of anything that won't kill you.
I love it. Where did you find that?
It's very simple. That actually came from Rhythm and Flow.
T.I.
said that.
Big up T.I.
Man like tip.
Big up T.I.
Man like tip, because it's so true. Like, guys, like, why are we so scared of things that won't kill us? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I move to you and you say no, am I not going to go to bed the same way? Am I not going to wake up in the morning? Do you know what I mean?
Risk it for a chocolate bonbon.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, risk it for a chocolate bonbon. Look, at the end of the day, it's not going to kill you. So you might as well do it so you can live your life. And that's that.
And that's on period.
And that's on Periana.
You heard?
We out. You said you heard.
You heard.
You did.
I love it.
He said you did.
All right, Bonnie, wrap us up and give us a tip for people to take into next week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave everyone with my personal philosophy. Just thinking about how we were talking about self-development and embracing emotions, embracing negative feelings and positive feelings. Always remember, nothing lasts forever. What is good, enjoy it, embrace it. What is bad shall come to an end.
I love that.
I like that
so much.
Very simple,
so
but very effective.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Love that. Come on, Lars. Tip us into the Tippington of the week.
Okay, guys, would it be me if I didn't bring you the freshest quote from a drag queen?
No, I was waiting for it. I was like, where's the drag?
Let's go.
Where the queen at?
Okay, so I'm going to shout out a new drag queen that I haven't told you guys about yet. And she's called Rosé, and she's a US drag queen on season 13. Mm. And she said something that I absolutely loved. And when she got on the show, she said, I felt really uptight. There were cameras on me the whole time, and I was trying to display the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And she said, in doing that, when you care about how you're received, you don't do the things that make you you.
Okay.
And I really like that. She was saying that she wasn't fully letting every dimension of her character flourish because she was so, you know, focused and blinkered on the fact that she just needed to be the best part.
Yeah.
Don't focus so much, you know, on, not all the time anyway, on how you're received. Just be you, and the right people will receive you.
Yes.
And I think that's also topical to this discussion. And
don't strive for perfection. Strive for progress, guys. That's it.
That's it.
I like that.
I want to note these down.
Will you take me? Write that down. Your notepad and pen.
Come on, we should get matching tattoos.
My mum will kill me.
I would never get one. I'm scared of needles. So
same, mate. I'm mobile.
Look at us, guys. We're bottlers. Absolute bottle. Yeah, talking big B. Yeah. No.
This is my forum to just give it the big one too.
No, Philly,
but
mate,
really,
no,
I wouldn't
no,
do any
no,
of it.
No.
Listen, Bonnie, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast. I can't tell you how you just fit with no ideas, just vibes,
honestly,
aesthetic. Except different to us, you got so many ideas.
No, Philly, mate.
So it's been wonderful. Thank you
we
so much.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Much love. God bless.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's hilarious. We out. We'll be right back. Bye, bitch.